BukeandTheGang.com presents The Break Show.
Now this is The Break Show?
Yeah, it is. You're right. I also feel like I used to, maybe not so much with you, but I used to listen to Puke more. Like I used to give more credit to Puke's thoughts than I do now. No, I'm saying this is a problem.
Okay.
I feel bad. Like I'm listening to episode 75 and I'm thinking, oh, listen to me, listen to Puke. Like I don't do that anymore. And, I guess I should say this for the regular show, but I think part of it is after getting into so many arguments with the two of you, I have anxiety about getting into arguments with the two of you, which causes me to act certain ways and do certain things to try and prevent that. But instead of ending up arguing with you or arguing with Puke, I end up arguing with other people. Like I was very stressed out with Brett yesterday because we were trying to figure out a plan for the show and a schedule because I was having anxiety based on what I thought your anxieties were going to be.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Based on what mine were?
Happened.
Or based on what Brett's were?
And I don't know whose fault this is. I don't think it's your fault.
Were you mad at me?
No. I think you're being totally normal. I think I'm projecting onto Nick. So I think it's all my fault.
Wait.
But I think it's also my history with Nick that causes my anxiety.
You're mad
about
at Brett because of me?
Yes.
Wait, when were you mad at me?
We'll finish this on the regular show. We can finish this on the regular show,
okay?
Right?
Yeah, sure.
Or we can just do it on the break. Let's do it on the break show. Fine. This one instance. So.
Wait, this is the break show happening now?
This is the break show.
Okay.
We're still recording the first half. So
this
is the
when I'm not in charge of the break show.
Well, we. See, this.
Sorry.
Listen to episode 75.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. I think there should be continuity.
Turn the mic
with
towards
this.
Your face.
I think there should be continuity with this with the regular show.
Okay.
Like, I don't think we should. It should all be in one file, I think. Does that make sense?
That's nice that you think that. Anyway, go ahead, Andrew.
No,
sorry.
I think he's kind of right because it's extremely on topic and you have your own break show notes that you're looking at and wanting nothing more than to get to right now and have me shut the fuck up.
I did have a lot of notes.
See,
but
this is
completely unrelated.
I know this is what he's thinking.
But I keep my notes, and I'm always okay doing them another time because they're all not time sensitive.
Okay. Well, still, you're but still thinking that.
I was checking what I had because I'd forgotten.
Okay. But
they're all really very fast.
Listening to episode 75, and I hear Puke play drops, right? And he's playing a drop, and then he plays it again, and again, and again, and again. And I'm sitting there thinking, how have I not flipped out yet? How have I not gotten super angry and muted him yet? Mm-hmm. And I hadn't done that. And Nick's the one getting upset. At a certain point, there was a transition between Nick being the one getting upset and me being humored and Nick's upsettedness with Puke.
You
I was just
think
in the middle.
Nick put himself in you.
Nick inserted
Gross.
Himself in me. Get that drop. But no, I started becoming anxious for Nick getting angry and frustrated because I don't like when Nick is angry and frustrated. When Puke is angry and frustrated, it's kind of funny. When Nick is angry and frustrated, it's just a little bit sad. And I think that gave me anxiety. So I started projecting Nick's feelings outwardly towards Puke on Nick's behalf without Nick ever having to say anything. So I became the drops became a hair trigger for me to get very upset and very yelly and angry and fed up.
This whole time I thought you'd just come around to see my perspective and were agreeing with me.
That too.
But no.
I think part of it is that, but I think a bigger part in general is my anxiety over how you might take things because I do listen to you. I think you're a smart man and
Brett's chewing.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's the chew show.
But it gives me anxiety when I think things are going to upset you that are avoidable. And I'm sure that I'm guilty of doing many things that upset you all the time.
Uh-huh.
But I have a harder time controlling that than I do with others. Kind of like Brett's scheduling for the show was freaking me the fuck out because I was afraid of what you were going to be thinking. And
Why?
Then you not responding just made me assume that you were super angry about the whole idea.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
No, but I was.
It's my fault.
But look, as a busy,
kind of Nick's.
As a busy
it sounds
man.
Like it's Nick's because he's going to be angry.
I went radio silent for several hours, yes, because of an unrelated issue.
But I assumed it was because you were so angry at the idea of all of a sudden doing the show very early.
Okay, first of all, I want to say...
this is what I was talking about earlier. You're envisioning Nick getting angry in your head.
Yes.
That's what I do.
I've said there's a basis for this. I've said this example several times before. I'm going to say it again because I think it's the greatest example possible.
Yeah, you used to do this a lot.
We walk into a restaurant.
Uh-oh.
The waitress acts all weird and goes like... So let's say the waitress walks up to the table and goes...
No, there's no drop.
Hey, guys! Got a bunch of spoons for you.
And that is not how our Mexican waitress sounded.
And
yesterday.
She hands a fork to everyone, right? And everyone looks at Nick and goes, Nick, don't you dare say anything. And I'm like, but wait.
No,
that's in your brain.
It's never if you're anything projecting that it, obvious.
No, but he's right.
If you're projecting it on me that I'm not going to do something, I wasn't even paying attention. I don't hear her say spoons or forks. I don't care. You guys are all thinking it and going, oh my God, Nick might do something.
But something gave us... Something impregnated our heads with those thoughts.
Aliens!
Once again, you've inserted yourself into us.
Because I say things when they need to be said. And everyone's proud of the times that I can do it. That I run over to the table that's being super loud and going...
He just takes
Nick
his hands
hand motion.
And lowers them. And
lower the hand.
And I did that.
That was one of the best things I ever saw.
Right. People like it when that happens. Then people hate it when I go,
well, yeah.
Can we have a white waitress, please? People don't like it when I do that. So, you know, you can't have it both ways. I don't freaking know.
This is the best break show you've ever done, Nick.
This should be the regular show.
What?
This
no.
should be an insert. Yeah. Like an insert into the regular show.
Yeah, sure. You can come back from break.
For the sake
this,
of continuity. Yeah.
And then into the regular
I
show.
I say they have to wait several days to get the middle of the conversation.
No.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. You're right. This is the middle of the
conversation. We can do a PCL or something afterwards, maybe. I don't know. But I need to pee. And
okay.
I want to hear a break show.
I'm going to have a cigarette. You can do your break show.
All right, break show.
Without me interrupting it, so I can let you do that. Should I stop and save first?
Yes. So, Brett.
Yeah.
You know Chick-fil-A? Have you ever been to Chick-fil-A?
I saw the first one when I was in California. I haven't been there.
Have you ever been to Chick-fil-A-tio?
No.
All right, that's the end of that joke. Or Chick-fil-ated. I can't decide if Chick-fil-ated or
Chick-fil-atio
is better.
Fellatio is a much funnier word.
That is so good, Nick. That is a really clever play on words.
No, it's not. Okay.
Fellatio, a portmanteau of fillet and fellatio.
Yeah, and also...
Not sure that's how it works.
It could be Chick-fil-ated. Wait, no. What did you say?
I said Chick-fil-ated.
Oh, what did I think in my head? Fuck, never mind. No, sorry. I thought it was a murder joke, like filleted.
Oh.
Like she'd been filleted.
Sure.
Like what puke would do to her.
I like Chick-fil-atio.
Yeah, me too.
Did you guys ever go, speaking of fast food restaurants, did you guys ever go into the ball pit and the play places? And how fun was that, right? You crawl through those plastic things?
Yeah. They had them at Chuck E. Cheese.
It was all right.
Yeah, McDonald's.
Yeah.
They tricked me when I was a kid. The Keen Burger King had one, right? And the Keen McDonald's did not. So I was like, Mom, we got to go to Burger King because I want to crawl through those tunnels. And now I was at this one place. It was a super high one. It was like 5 levels, right, of play place. But at the super top, that's where the heaters of the building were. So it was like 100 degrees in the thing. And it was cooking all of the kids. But no adult would know, right? Because no adult's ever gone up there.
Yeah.
Right.
Although, how do they clean it? I guess an adult...
They don't clean it.
Hmm.
The kids' clothes clean it
I guess.
They slide through.
What if you poop or pee?
They do. See?
I never got kid poop or pee on me as a kid.
Me neither, I don't think. At least to my knowledge. However, right. I used to have great anxiety in these tubes. Not about what was going to happen to me, just about the other kids doing it wrong.
Of course, they were projecting their anxiety on you. You were having the other kids' anxiety. Wait, doing it wrong?
They were using the tubes wrongly.
What?
They weren't doing it just like people use the roads wrongly.
They couldn't crawl through the plastic tube at
the
play
place. They were like going to the slide, and it's like, all right, go down it. And they're just like sitting there, like fucking around, wasting time. And I'm like, efficiency here, people. Let's go. Let's go. And then they get to the bottom and they're like, oh, I'm going to sit in front of the slide and just block up the exit.
Andrew goes, maximum fun now.
Yeah.
Go. Maximum fun.
People are very inefficient.
Go.
So is your primary concern like the cleanliness?
Mine?
Yeah.
I have no concerns. I had no concerns.
Because I don't know. I think there might be a good outreach opportunity for you to go to Burger King as an adult and try to use this stuff.
Right. Well, the one here is gone, but you're right. Like, in general, go to a play place and try to just get in, see what happens.
Well, no. I think you should make more of a spectacle. I think you should take advantage of, like, the opportunity to send a message. So you come out down the slide, right? And people just hear you coming, but you're farting. You know? It's like...
Why is everything with farting?
And then you just come out peeing with a boner. Like, that's pretty funny. Number one, that's
the police
funny.
Will be there very quickly.
Right. But you're like, look, it's not always... You stand up, right? You're still peeing with a boner. You might even still be farting or just squeaking out the last part of a fart.
Fuck.
And you stand up and a crowd of parents have gathered in front of you. Some are almost getting peed on. And you go... It's not always going to be this obvious, Mom and Dad.
Huh?
About the cleanliness of the play place. Right?
I thought you meant about a man exposing his boner to their kids.
Also true. Two lessons in one. Cleanliness and how safe are your kids from people like me. That's Burger King's most educational day.
Sure, sure. Is that patrons. Worth 25 to life?
I don't think
for my
even
sex offense
get in trouble. McDonald's, they have to deal with this kind of stuff all the time. And Burger King.
Sure. Back when I was a kid, I was obsessed with muzzle loaders.
Oh, really?
I liked those little packets, like, because I went to the fort. They have this Fort Number 4, right?
Fort Number 4, yep.
Yeah, have you been there?
No, it's like an old military place.
Yeah, back when they used muzzle loaders.
Yeah, sure. Right?
And a muzzle loader is when you've got the gun with the long barrel, but you have to load the gunpowder, and then you got to load this ball, and then you got to load more gunpowder, and then you got to fire it. It takes 45 seconds to reload your gun, right? Mm-hmm. I thought those were pretty cool.
Right. They weren't terribly accurate.
Sure.
You know? And what would happen is the ball, when it's fired out of the gun, the force of the blast would flatten the ball.
Oh.
So the ball would just kind of wobble through the air.
Right.
And it could only hit its target up to about 100 yards tops, right? So then what they actually started doing with the muskets is rifling the inside of them. So they put a spin on the ball when it came out, maintaining a flight path that was steady. And those were accurate like twice as far. So when the Civil War came, the North – had the rifled muskets, and the South only had the old flatten the ball when it explodes musket. So the North had a 150-yard advantage in a lot of cases.
Crap.
Yeah.
So that's why they lost.
One of the reasons. I mean, North had all the factories. They also didn't have to fight most of the war on their land.
I was at the grocery store, and I was drunk. I normally am. And
you drove there.
So I think I'm very funny. I would never say that.
Okay.
And I always think I'm very funny, so I'm checking out with like four things, right?
What are your things? Can I ask what your things are?
I'm sure it's a bagged salad and some ground beef. Oh, shit. I think I bought ground beef. I got to cook that.
Oh.
Might be bad by now. Anyway, so some salad, some carrots, some ground beef. Maybe some chips. I don't know. Anyway.
I like to get chips when I go.
You know when the cashier, sometimes they don't know where your order ends and the next one starts? So this lady behind me, and she puts down her chocolate cake.
Whoa.
And the cashier goes, is that yours too? And I go, no, I would never buy that. But then I realized after I said that I just insulted the lady behind me buying her chocolate cake.
What size the lady?
Oh, not good.
Well,
not
nobody's
bad, though.
Really good these days.
Right.
Yeah. So she might have just been going to a birthday party.
Yeah, sure. No, she wasn't awful. She wasn't like, you know, wobbly gobbly.
Right. Right.
Anyway, then I grabbed my bags and ran out of there as quick as possible, giggling to myself.
Yeah. That's always do that.
Right.
And it's best to walk out backwards, making eye contact with the person you insulted.
Yeah.
If you can.
Sometimes if I'm just leaving a store, I'll be walking normal. And then if someone's coming in, I'll look at them. I'll go, oh, and I'll just run. And the person goes, what?
That's also a nice move.
Remember the time I was at a Trump rally and I started running away from it? That was pretty funny. I should have been tackled.
Wait, I don't know that story.
I didn't tell it very in depth when it happened, because nothing happened, unfortunately. But I was at a Trump rally, and the Trump rally was getting out, and I had parked a far ways away. So I'm like, well, I might as well just run to my car. Why would I walk with all these other people?
Right.
And then I start running, and then I realize what it looks like having run from a running from a presidential candidate rally.
Right.
Like, it looks like I dropped a pipe.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I didn't think. Yeah, that is bad.
That would have been hilarious if I got Secret Serviced.
Well,
that's what they call it.
Secret Serviced when they tackle you?
No, it's when they do something else to you. You've been secretly serviced.
I like that too.
Sharon Walker's eyebrows are in the chat. Says, this guy again, question mark.
What do you think that means?
I have no clue.
Am I this guy?
I would assume.
Who is Sharon Walker?
Really?
Yeah, who is
we
that?
We can't get into it.
Is it a real person?
It is.
Okay.
Apparently her eyebrows are big.
All right. No, is it like a famous person or a person we should we could know in real
life? It's a person you would know, maybe.
Oh, all right. So this guy's saying, like, I'm big and I'm here to insult Brett. Well, we'll see how that goes long term for him.
Right. I live on a highway and sometimes I see people walking down the street. And I'm like, you know what? I could really go 5 minutes out of my way to save this man 50 minutes of his life.
Mm-hmm.
What good human being would not do that? So I see an old man walking down the street. I go, hey, you want a ride?
Do you really want me to suck your cocks for you? Okay.
And he goes, and he walks over and he goes, wow, thanks. And he gets in my car and we start driving. I'm like, where are you going? He's like, Walmart. Like, okay. So I drive him, but the entire way, you should know anyone walking on the highway is an insane.
Right. Yeah.
He just walks the entire time we're going. He just goes, man, I live up the street and I slipped on my deck. I broke my arm and I broke my finger. My dog died last week and my brother lives there too. And he's got 18 cats and sometimes I get a ride. One time I got a ride into town with this college girl. She had this short skirt. I was like, whoa. And then she dropped me all the way off at Walmart. How nice. Now I'm scared he's going to come knock on my door being like, you got a ride again? But he hasn't done it. I think I've seen him walking on the street again. So, like, he's a respectable ride getter. He doesn't abuse his ability to get rides.
How old is he?
Oh, 68.
That's how old my dad is.
That's not very old.
Well, you know.
Well, I mean, it's older, but it's not like.
No, so he can still walk in and out of town, which is like a good 4 miles probably.
Yeah. So he's just nuts. Yeah. Anybody who's walking in the winter on a highway, that's bad news.
Sharon Walker's eyebrows say, I look like Captain Kangaroo. Wow.
Boo! Do you want to create a roadmap?
Yeah, probably. Okay. Not on the break show.
All right. So let's do it now.
This philosophical reflection has been made possible by PukeInTheGang.com. Listen to more nonsense, poop stories, and jokes and shit like that at iTunes under Puke and the Gang.